This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, as always presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Of course, we've been celebrating what would have been Nationals opening day today throughout the morning, and Nationals Philanthropies. They're raising money, which goes directly to area nonprofits working every day to support food insecurity needs, health, and human services. And we're raising a lot of money this morning. We're going to do it all day on 106.7 The Fan. I saw that our first $1,000 bidder came in.
That's awesome.
In the last hour, Andrew stepped up and donated $1,067.
So he's getting his own show?
Yes, he's going to get his own show right on 106.7 The Fan.
EB, you show
can,
prep.
EB, you can be the co-host.
I'll co-host, sure. Why not? What
the heck? Remember, you can donate now at nationals.com/fun. So this is the final hour of our show, but Grant and Danny are going to be continuing this. Chad Dukes will be continuing it. I know on Grant and Danny's show, Max Scherzer and Davey Martinez are going to join them. Adam Eaton is going to be on with Chad Dukes, as well as Ryan Zimmerman. And joining us right now is the general manager and president of baseball operations of the Washington Nationals. It's our buddy Mike Rizzo. He's on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Good morning, Mike.
Clap him up.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, Mike.
Where is Mike Rizzo in the world today?
Mike Rizzo is about 2 blocks from your studio at his home, and we drove back from West Palm Beach yesterday.
Wow.
As you know, the governor of Florida closed all non-essential businesses, and that we were deemed a non-essential business, and they put a drive-through testing station at the ballpark, at Fit Team Ballpark there at West Palm. So everything's closed up. So my wife and I got in the car. We drove 13 hours straight here, and made it in 13 hours from West Palm Beach to my
pretty good time.
DC.
13
so
hours
time,
is
yeah.
Excellent. Now, did you drive the whole way?
I did drive the whole way. I went back to my scouting. My scouting days were, I used to drive 13 hours in the drop of a hat. You know, usually eating a sandwich and listening to you guys on the radio.
So, if the governor did not shut it down for the essential businesses, would you have stayed down there?
We would have, because we had 13. We have 13 of our players down there, and they were working out. Now, we segregated them into small group workouts, into four-player workouts, due to the CDC recommendations. But if they would have continued to do that, Davey and I would have stayed there the whole time. But since it closed down, no one can go into the facility. So we figured that, there's some business we can do up here and, try and, prepare for this very unique circumstance of a season.
Yeah, well, we don't want to harp too much on what's going on now. Everybody is kind of aware of the situation. We just sit here and we cross our fingers. But we want to kind of, pay tribute to what you guys did last year. This would be the home opener, as you know. You've been asked this a million times, but just when you think of last year, is there one memory in particular that jumps out at you, Mike?
you know, it's always the last out, the last strike, when we struck out Brantley and Huddy threw the slider to Brantley. But there were so many things along the way that were as important, if not more important, than that final. You know, the finality is the finality. That's how you win it. But, I get asked this question a lot. I go back to, people ask, when did you think that, there was something special about this season? And
right.
I really think it goes back to that Mets game when we came back in the ninth with seven runs. I said to my staff at the time and to my family who was at the game, I was like, yeah, something's going on here. This doesn't happen against those type of relievers and that type of game when it was a throwaway game at the end there in the ninth that we could have went in the tank and just played for the next day. And these guys said, no, we think we could win this one. And then when we got some momentum, it was to me the time where we really thought we could get this thing going and something crazy special was going on.
Mike, how tough was it for you to switch from celebrating winning the World Series to, well, I've got to do this all again. I have to get the prep ready. I've got to get the work in to do it again in 2020. How tough was that for you?
It's not tough. I mean, it beats the alternative of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was not tough at all. It was, it's part of our yearly cycle and that type of thing. We had work to do actually 2 days after we won the World Series. You know, there's mileposts that you have to do contractually, 2 days after the season ends. So we got right back to work, but it did not stop us from having a ball and celebrating this thing like it should have been celebrated.
I'll give it up to you, Mike. You know, we would have you on every Monday, and you guys were struggling there in the first 6-8 weeks.
He was always positive, wasn't he?
And
Jason?
you kept telling us, hey, our leadoff hitter's out, our two hitter, our three hitter, our five hitter, our six. You know, you had so many injuries. You had injuries in the bullpen. And you just kept saying, hey, when we get back to full strength, this will be a different team. And sure enough, you were right, bro.
Well, you put these things together. I appreciate that. But, this is a team effort. This is a we thing. So, we take great pride in putting together these teams that we think are capable of winning championships. We thought we did that in 19. And, when the rash of injuries and the cluster of injuries that we had at the same time was something that I've never gone through before. And you can't point fingers. You can't make excuses because nobody cares about the excuses. You know, you got a 40-man roster for a reason. We used 48 players or so last year to win this World Series. And every one of them contributed in their own way. And it was something special. I do believe that Dave Martinez did not get nearly the credit he deserved for guiding that team to win the World Series. This guy was fifth in the manager of the year voting. Come on. What game, what league were they watching?
I can't remember who won it.
If he wasn't the best manager in the year of the year of anybody, I haven't been around very long then. So Stitt from the Cardinals won it.
Oh, okay.
Good manager. I get it. I get it. But he didn't have the year Davey Martinez had. He wasn't the manager Davey was, for about 4.5 months and then through the playoffs.
Right. I know he got swept by Davey. I do know that.
Yes, sir.
Mike, when did you guys realize sort of as an organization, or did you always know in the back of your mind that we're just going to use these starters, on their off days, and they're going to get their work in as relievers come crunch time. As we get down the final weeks here and into the postseason, this is just what we're going to have to do. When did you always sort of have that in your back pocket, or did it just kind of dawn on you as just a matter of necessity late?
No, it was a plan going forward. We constructed that. First of all, we weren't. We weren't rocket scientists. This has happened before in the playoffs. And once you get into the playoffs and when those series, really contract and become really very, very small series, it's all hands on deck. I remember on our show, one of you guys asked me the questions and I said, roles? I said, roles be damned. And there's no roles coming into this thing. The role is, what pitcher can get these three outs in this inning against these three hitters? And that's your role. Your role is to close out the inning that Davey gives you the ball. And, this doesn't happen without the players buy in. And we brought the starting pitchers in and you're talking about experienced, successful starting pitchers, like Corbin and Strasburg and Scherzer and even Sanchez was prepared. to throw in relief. And these guys were all in, and they were something. They bought into these things, and I remember game six of the World Series when Max was supposed to pitch game seven, and he was coming off the neck thing that he got scratched from game five, and this guy runs out to the bullpen in case he needed to close out Strauss's game in game six, prepared to close out game six and to start game seven. So these guys were all in. We had a good plan with Paul Menhart and Davey and myself, and that was our plan going into it. From about July 1st on, we were in that kind of mode when we were preparing these starting pitchers to pitch out of the bullpen.
I know you've been asked this a million times, and I'm sure we asked you last year, but explain the mentality of in the World Series when you score a total of three runs at home in those three losses, games 3, 4, 5. But down there in Houston, you guys were a totally different team, and you pounded the ball. I didn't understand that.
Yeah, I mean, those are some things that are difficult to quantify. You know what I mean? It's I think you're only as good as that night's starting pitcher, and they had some quality starters. I remember the one kid that we had never seen before. He pitched a hell of a game for them, and.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were running out Greinke and Cole and Verlander, and you know that's not too shabby. And they get paid a lot of money too to get you out, and they did for a couple of games. But I thought that series was going seven from the start. When we were up 2-0, I remember telling my wife that I think this is going seven. This team is too good to be swept or to win it in five games. And that was our mindset, that we just wanted to win the last game of the season and celebrate after the last out.
Yeah, Urquidy was that starter in game four. That's the kid you had never seen before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. Well.
And then you had the parade, and that was surreal. You had the Caps parade, obviously, and then you have the Nats. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
The parade was probably the most emotional time that I had had throughout this whole process. When we turned that corner, we were the last bus. It was Davey, myself, and Zim and our families. We had the World Series championship trophy and a National League championship trophy on our bus and a bunch of beverages. It was magical when we turned that corner and we saw the million people in red jerseys just losing their minds. It was one of the most emotional times that I had had. So it was a remarkable event, that the parade and the fan base was just unreal. And that leads me to the Nationals philanthropies subject that we want to talk about today. And this is my hometown, fellas. You know that I've been here 15 years now. And, I live right by the ballpark, so I'm part of this neighborhood and I'm part of this town. And, you guys see me at Caps games and Wizards games and I'm at Maryland games. And this is my adopted home. So, I'm all about the philanthropies and, we need to kickstart this charitable event going right now. So what I'm going to recommend and what I'm going to donate is I'm going to match from this time to the end of your show today, I'm going to match any charitable donations that come in to you guys. I'm
going
to match
that.
That's
Look
awesome.
That.
That deserves
so
a clap.
We need to get this thing going.
We're going to make you pay, Mike.
Please do. Please make me pay because it goes to the Nationals Philanthropies, and it's one of my favorite, the Academy and all the things that we do here with the Nationals is something that is remarkable. And we're certainly members of this community, and it's going to go to a great cause. So yeah, make me pay.
And you can follow just
the people out there. Let's go. Let's
yeah, you can
going.
Follow Nats for Good on Twitter. Is Nationals Philanthropy. So it's at Nats for Good. And to donate, you go to nationals.com/fund. And as Mike knows, all the money goes directly to nonprofits in the area. The fund started with $100,000, and they're trying to grow it. Of course, you'd rather be at opening day at Nats Park. But so far, the donations have been pretty good this morning. But now with that incentive, Mike,
yeah.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
Thank you,
That's
buddy.
Awesome.
You are
That's
the best.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Stay safe, man.
And I think Jux Nation knows how to mobilize. You know, yes. We've seen the surge of support behind Sup Dogs, and now Mike Rizzo has basically said from now until the end of the show, he will match any donations. So
and
go
again,
to nationals.com/fund to donate. And people have really been generous so far. And I think we're obviously going to smash the goal number of $10,670. We're going to just crush that.
Rizzo has some cash in the bank, he does, but make him write a fat check.
Exactly. Let's
where
do
are
this.
We at, Drabby? Can you give us an update? Like, going into the 9 o'clock hour, where were we? Do you have that?
I'll have that when we come back. I actually don't have the 9 o'clock.
We didn't get the hour three. We didn't get the hour three update
yet. We didn't get what we raised from 8 to 9.
But we do know Andrew stepped up and was the first $1,000 donation. Look, every $500 donation gets a studio tour, meet and greet, chance to watch a 106.7 The Fan show live from the studio. Anybody who donates $106 today wins a Nationals rally towel. The first 200 also win a 106.7 The Fan, a Nationals World Series Edition radio lanyard. So, and their hourly prizes, I believe this hour is a Sean Doolittle signed ball. So, again, it's for Nationals Philanthropies. They are the official charity of the Washington Nationals. And to donate, you go now to nationals.com/fund.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're celebrating opening day all day long, even though there's not a game. We're using this as a platform to raise money for a very worthy cause in our community. It's all presented by Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com. EB had Paisanos last night. I'll be having it tonight. We just had Mike Rizzo on the show, and he is going to donate dollar for dollar at nationals.com/fund for the rest of our show. So if you haven't donated yet, now is the perfect time to do it. nationals.com/fund, and you can donate right now.
Does Flame have any sense of timing?
Or he doesn't know he's on the air.
Any clue?
I mean, he's just talking.
He's just clueless.
You're on the air, stupid.
He's arguing with someone.
We're here, you're talking. You're on the air.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. I love that.
So, to recap, nationals.com/fund, and Mike Rizzo is matching dollar for dollar, not a percentage, dollar for dollar until the show is over today.
Right.
So get on your donation hustle right now.
Do we have the update?
Yeah, we've got the 8 o'clock hour. It's right there on the Google Hangouts. I don't know if you can see it, but we have the most donations that we've had in the 8 o'clock hour. 26 people donated. The prize winner is Kurt Holkin, and we generated about $2,576 in the 8 o'clock hour.
Nice.
Okay, so far we're up to almost 7K. Is that what it is?
No, almost about 7K.
Almost. All right, so we need. Oh, we're gonna get that then, because Rizzo's matching.
You would think
we're gonna get to over 10K just during our show. That's awesome.
Remember, Grant and Danny, they'll continue this on their show. It's all for Nationals Philanthropies. You can donate at nationals.com/fund. They're going to have Davey Martinez, the Nats manager, at 11 o'clock, and I believe Max Scherzer at 1 p.m. And then Chad Dukes versus the World is going to continue this. He's got Adam Eaton on the show, believe, at 3, and Ryan Zimmerman at 5. So you want to keep it locked on to 106.7 The Fan.
Nice. All right, you want to get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment? There's some good stuff out there. I am upset, actually. I believe there was a David Blaine special on last night, and I wasn't aware of it.
You snoozed on it?
I did.
It disappeared from you.
You're being too bored by Ozark to pay attention to David Blaine.
Well, I just don't watch ABC. I don't see a reason why I would ever watch that, so I guess right. I didn't see any previews. Damn it.
Unless someone alerted you, you would never have watched
you think
it.
That, hold on. You think that there's not an opportunity to watch a replay somehow?
I'm sure there will be. And I'm watching. There's a clip here. I can't wait till we go to commercial where David Blaine is making some cards disappear for LeBron mm-hmm. and Anthony Davis. I haven't seen that yet, so I can't wait to see. Even card tricks I'd get sized for.
Card tricks are amazing.
And I love David Blaine.
I'm easily duped by card tricks.
So I want to see that. You know, the next thing, I keep saying I'm going to see Peaky Blinders, and my kid is forcing me to. But everyone's talking about the scheme. The HBO doc on the basketball scandal. I think I'm going to have to watch that today. I don't see how I cannot watch that. I think it's only maybe 2 episodes or 2 hours all about the college basketball scandal where, you know, it was it Christian Dawkins or some of those guys and those assistant coaches and the AAU guys. And
it's probably riveting.
Oh, I'm watching that today.
Pedro probably watched it with his pants off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's right up Pedro's alley.
Because it still just kills me that, like, Bill Self is still coaching, that the Donk in Arizona is still coaching. It just kills me.
Right.
But, I mean,
Miller. Sean Miller still there.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. So I can't wait to watch that. Let me see. What else is out there? All right. Hold on. There's a K-pop star. So it was April Fool's, and most people stayed away from April Fool's jokes.
Right.
You know, it's
thank God.
Yeah.
If there's one upside to the pandemic, it tamped down April Fool's chicanery.
Right. I still saw a little bit on social media. My youngest was thrilled to get Steven. So what she did was she put like Vaseline on his doorknob.
That's
she,
a good one.
You know.
That's pretty advanced. How old is Kate? 10 or 11?
She's 10. Yeah, she put it like on the toilet, the flusher thing.
Yeah.
So she got him a few times and then he likes wontons or whatever, shocker. So he had some.
Well, who doesn't like a wand? A nice crispy wonton. Do you know how good that is?
So my wife will make them. You know, they're just frozen. She just heats them up. Yeah. You know, a couple times a week. And so instead of dipping it in soy sauce, Kate had him dip it into Coca-Cola.
Oh,
so
nice.
She was thrilled that she
very
got
good.
Him a few times. But
you got
there
a jokester on your hands there.
Yeah, she's funny. But apparently there is a K-pop star who. He simply just said, told his fans on social media that he got the corona.
Right.
And now they're saying, then of course he had to apologize later and say it was April Fool's.
He's getting killed for that, right?
Yet now he's saying he's facing potentially a fine of 10 million won, whatever that is.
It sounds like a lot.
Actually, it's only about 8 grand. But up to potentially 5 years in the poke.
The won
Kate.
Is nubby.
Where?
That's a nubby currency.
Where is he? In China, Korea?
South Korea, right?
I guess South Korea.
By the way, K-Cup greater than K-Pop in my world and Matt Valdez's world.
All right. I don't even know what K-Cup is.
You don't know what a single-serving K-Cup coffee pot is? Have
no
you been
idea.
Living on Mars for the last 10
you know
years?
What a Keurig is?
Yeah, one of those. Oh, yeah, I'm not into those Keurigs.
It's called a K-Cup. You pop it in, and a minute later, you have a steaming hot
you have
cup
one
of
those?
Of course I have one of those.
Oh, yeah.
What are you,
Cakes, how much coffee have you had?
I have a regular coffee, like an old school coffee thing.
I've had, I think, only 2 cups today. So I'm behind. I'm behind on my consumption.
Right.
Need to up it.
I guess I don't watch it. I think this is the American version, right? The Masked Singer is back on. Is it the third season, fourth season, whatever the hell it is? But they had somebody, I guess, unveiled last night, and it was apparently. Do you guys know?
I think I saw the tail end of it.
It was Gronk, right?
Yeah, the white tiger was Gronk.
Gronk.
Now, could Gronk sing at all? Did anybody listen? There's no chance
no
he could
chance.
Sing.
He
I only saw him take
only
his,
thing
his,
can do
his
is
mask
catch
off.
Touchdowns.
Right. Right. So apparently he got taught by real dancers, and he dug the whole thing because he said he always wanted to learn how to dance.
All I saw was the panel of hosts just fawning all over him. I think Robin Thicke wanted to make out with him, and Jenny McCarthy nearly took her dress off.
Oh, really?
like she had the steamies because she's married to Donnie Wahlberg. And,
right.
You know, I mean, who gets hornier for a Boston icon than Donnie Wahlberg?
And she's right.
She's married to him. So
right.
She was transferring that energy last night.
Joe Exotic is all over the news. He apparently has let it be known that he wants, can you care to guess who he wants to play him in a potential movie or TV show about his life?
I've seen The Favorite. I don't know if it's who he personally
wants. Is it someone who he wants?
Is it someone who
Kevin Bacon?
He wants Brad Pitt.
Well, of course. He's aiming high. Now, I saw somebody mention on Twitter, and I think that they would look alike in a side-by-side, is David Spade.
Right. He's also thrown out there David Spade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're saying you want Brad Pitt to play you, you just have a way overinflated opinion of yourself. You just do.
Especially when you have a bleached mullet.
Right. And the worst tattoos ever.
And a Prince Albert, apparently.
Prince Albert's art. That is the. I'd rather have my whole body.
What is that? I don't even know.
You don't know what a Prince Albert
it's
is.
It's a I've sprinkler it, down there when you go to the bathroom.
Okay. Yeah, I'd rather be tattooed head to toe than have a Prince Albert.
Yeah.
By the way, I did laugh at the genius of Brett.
Tiger Shishimi.
You did see the video, right? That he got the husband of Joe Exotic to post. For voting for Sup Dogs.
Yeah, he peeled him off a few Hunskies, and he's hyping up Sup Dogs.
I wanted to ask Valdez to find those. Can you play the audio, Valdez, of the sitch? Because I saw the video. I didn't listen to it, of the sitch pleading with people to vote, and I'd like to hear the one. I'd like to hear any of them if you have them nearby, Valdez.
I'll have to preview them.
Yeah, preview them and see if you can play them. Because I saw the sitch. He was looked like he was at his house.
I didn't see the sitch.
Yeah, and he was just telling people to vote for Sup Dogs.
Yeah, I just saw Joe Exotic's, is it his fourth husband?
I think his fourth husband.
He loves
his
getting
fourth
married.
Husband.
He gets married so often.
It's just like a 14-second video. And I just thought Brett peeled off a couple Hunskies for this guy.
It's good pop.
Brilliant.
To promote Sup Dogs.
I mean,
it was cost efficient.
And again, look, this is a Twitter contest. If you want to support our former producer, all you do is you tweet hashtag Barstool Best Bar, hashtag Barstool Sup Dogs.
Right. Please do that because they're in the finals. It'd be huge for them to win back-to-back years. It's great promo for them, especially at a time like this where their future is so uncertain. I mean, Brett's business will survive because he's just a great business manager and he's in a good position. But I think for the next year or so, his business is going to be a lot different.
Did you see Brett? I'm sure it was Brett, but it's a Sup Dogs, the account Sup Dogs ECU, joining on somebody who was promoting the opponent that had a picture of like the bar with him and like four other guys like hanging out. And it was clearly a Brett shot. He was like not a chick in sight.
I think Brett
because
does
Brett
like...
specializes in the hot chick pictures on Sup Dogs.
And he likes to Joan. And here's one of Brett's specialties too, I think. He likes to go to the avatar of whoever's joning on Sup Dogs, and then he jones right back.
Does he? I didn't know he did that.
I have the sitch if you want to hear the sitch.
Oh, I want to hear the sitch, yes.
Congrats to Sup Dogs on being in the finals of Barstool's Best Bar. Use hashtag Barstool Sup Dogs to vote. If you win back-to-back-to-back championships, the celebration will be a serious situation. Go Pirates. We got a situation. Big Daddy Sitch is rooting for you. Let's get it.
Big Daddy Sitch.
So he's already trying to get them the three-peat when they're going for the two-peat. I like it.
He's a little confused. How much did he pay the Sitch for that one? Three hunch?
I think three bills.
Three bills?
Yeah, the Sitch was in the poke for, like, tax evasion. I think he'll do anything for any amount of money.
All right, what is he?
He's just got to make sure he declares that
$300. Oh, yeah, declare that income.
Exactly. Good point. Hey, can we hear Joe Exotic's husband? Do you have that one, Valdez?
What is up, you guys? I'm going to need you to take a whole minute and step away from Tiger King and go on Twitter and vote Sup Dogs for Barstool Best Bar. To vote, all you have to do is use the hashtag Barstool Sup Dogs. Go show some love.
Nice.
Well, did he pay for that? $200?
something along those lines.
I think he did
yeah.
that one for 200. Who else yeah. did he have?
He also had porn stars.
Well, he could also do a Junkies producer cameo if he's just wasting money right now.
Yeah.
That's only $20.
I don't know if the porn stars did an audio message or a video message, but I did see one of the porn stars just had a tweet.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
I think he said three porn stars that he paid.
Did Shaq do one? Did Shaq at least tweet about it?
No.
We were trying
to figure out how Brett chose these porn stars. Like if it's personal preference.
Or,
they're all blondes, right?
They're very random.
Who are they?
Who even knows?
I don't even know the girl.
I know that Carter Cruz is the one that went to ECU.
Okay.
So that might be one of them.
Oh, maybe that was the connection, and she got some of her friends. Maybe they just did that.
Some girl named Mallory that I'd never heard of. Something like that.
I mean, who even knows? Doesn't everybody just watch amateur?
Are they all blonde sillies?
No.
They're not? That's the biggest upset of the year.
Well, one of them was kind of thick.
Oh, really?
That's even a bigger upset.
All right, I just typed in Mallory porn star.
Maybe it's not Mallory. I can't find it. I never heard of her.
Is it Mallory Marks?
Nah.
I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
I'll find it.
Who's the one from ECU?
She was kind of...
Carter Cruz.
Okay. Carter Cruz. Do you guys... Why, JP acts like he knows her.
No, I'm looking at the tweet right now. She tweeted out.
Yeah, she's been...
She's got a picture. She's wearing, like, the shirt from winning it the year before.
How do you spell Cruz? Like Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
It's Carter Cruz porn.
I have perused some of her work.
Is it Mallory from Family Ties?
No, different Mallory.
You've seen her work before?
I've seen some of her work, yes.
Oh, here it is. No, it's not Mallory. I just saw it a couple tweets down. So it's Maddie O'Reilly.
Yeah, Maddie. Sorry.
Maddie. All right.
Maddie O'Reilly.
She's kind of beefy, and we're thinking if Brett was into that.
You think Brett's into that?
Well, how did he pick her?
Beefy's a little bit of a stretch because I'm looking at her avatar. I mean.
Look at her pictures, Rick.
So hold on.
I'm just looking at this stupid tweet.
I don't know if I recognize. See, I'm all into amateur, so I don't even know. I don't even know these kids. But maybe I do.
She's got a big butt.
Which one?
Maddie.
What's her
Not
name?
Maddie the DJ from HFS.
Maddie O'Reilly.
Different Maddie.
Maddie
oh my
O'Reilly.
God, the first tweet on her timeline is her disrobing. I didn't think you could do that on Twitter.
Of course you can.
Twitter might be better than Pornhub.
That's a show.
There's some porn sites that they actually put scenes on, and it goes out there. They put like a clip.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, is this... hold on.
We've completely sidetracked.
Yeah, I can't concentrate
anymore.
Yeah, Maddie. Maddie, she looked like she worked at Baskin-Robbins for a summer. What happened?
Pants on the ground. I think it's Brett interest. They changed.
Oh, really?
You think?
He's getting older, he's a changed man.
I'm branching out.
Yeah. Yeah, she used to look like a cross-country athlete. Now she looks like she could do the shot put.
Well, he likes girls that just eat chicken fingers and barbecue sauce.
We have a monster dicks in Gaithersburg.
Right. That's nice.
That's a great line. That'll live in infamy. It's the next Brooks line.
Bickle, hey, Bickle, did you see that the bass player from Fountains of Wayne died of COVID?
Terrible. Last night.
Did you see that?
Is that Ash Adam Schlesinger guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Do I know Fountains of Wayne?
You know,
Stacey's mom.
100%. It was a smash.
I don't know it by the title.
Well, you know it when you hear it. Valdez will play it, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know that song.
I don't know it by the title.
Stacey's mom was one of the most popular songs.
They say Stacey's
mom
90s. Maybe 80 times.
I'll tell
the song.
You. Of course. I'm sure.
I've heard it a million times, and I'm with you, Evie. I didn't know it by the title.
What?
You guys are just clueless.
And by the way, this song, mediocre at best.
Oh, it's a great
song.
Crazy.
Hold on.
It is so not great.
I think I pulled the cover. Give me one second.
Radiation Vibe is another good one, Kate.
I thought it was, I mean, I've heard that, but it's not something I listened to a million times.
My Fountains of Wayne knowledge it starts and ends with Stacey's mom.
All right, boys, got to take a break. When we come back, we actually have a caller from Spain. If
nice.
He's still there.
Is he going to donate?
So we'll find out what's going on there. I think Spain had a record amount of deaths yesterday.
He wants to just dodge the Rona.
Yeah, I think they had like 900. We had 1,000, though. We beat them.
And I do see Robert the Angry Mailman. That's always fun to talk to him.
Good.
He's on the line. It is Open Line Thursday if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. And keep the donations going. It's all benefiting Nationals Philanthropies. Donate now at nationals.com/fund. Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Been celebrating the Nationals World Series run and championship all morning long. And we're going to continue this on 106.7 The Fan. Grant Danny, they've got Davey Martinez, the manager, joining them at 11 o'clock. Max Scherzer will join them at 12:30. I have been saying one. He's going to be on at 12:30. Chad Dukes versus the World takes over at 2. He's got Adam Eaton on the show at 3 and Ryan Zimmerman at 5. And, of course, we're trying to raise money for Nationals Philanthropies. That is the official charity of the Washington Nationals. And the way you donate is you go to nationals.com/fund. And if you donate $106, you're going to win a Nationals rally towel. The first 200 also win a 106.7 The Fan and Nationals World Series Edition radio lanyard. There are prizes every hour. I believe this hour we're giving away a Sean Doolittle signed ball. So that's going to continue all day long, all the way until 6 p.m. So you want to keep the donations coming. And remember, this hour, Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, joined us, and he said that in this hour, he will match all donations from our listeners. And the listeners have stepped up. In the first half hour, from 9 to 9:30, we had the most donations. Nice. Of any half hour during the show. Huh. We had 31 donations, 17 for $106, and one of $500. So whoever donated the $500, we'll get to meet them in studio. They get a tour, meet and greet, chance to watch the show live from the studio. So just in the last hour, we're at $3,157, which takes the total over $10,000. The goal of the whole day was to get to $10,670. We're about $600 shy of that. And I think this is excluding the Rizzo match.
Correct.
And let's not forget to thank Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone. Paisanospizza.com. They've been very supportive. They're sponsoring the whole day. So thank you to them. And I'm going to have Paisanos for dinner tonight.
By the way, just to be clear, I believe Rizzo was going to match everything in the 9 o'clock hour, not the entire show.
Right. Correct.
Yeah. Correct. And correct. His wife also tweeted out that they were matching, that the Rizzos are happy to match donations.
Good.
Through the end of the Junks Radio show today.
Awesome.
That's Jody, I believe, is her name.
Sweet.
So thank you to Jody and Mike for matching. And keep the donations going. Again, it is nationals.com/fund. All right, we got a couple callers on the line that we wanted to get to. It is Open Line Thursday.
All right, let's see. I think the guy from Spain is gone. Is Ed still there from Woodbridge? Ed.
I'm still here.
Hey, hello, buddy.
Yes.
What's going on, man?
Hey,
says,
good morning, guys.
How you doing?
It says Ed is 82. Is that right?
That's correct. Big fan of you guys from the beginning.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I wanted to give you a little heads up. Your new best buddy, Larry Hogan, if you could get this information to him. I was out at Giant Food the other day, and on my way out to the car, I noticed gloves and masks all over the parking lot.
People are just throwing them,
Yeah, and boy, that's filthy and it's lazy, and I know you guys are really serious about the pandemic right now.
Yeah.
So if you guys could get that word out and maybe over to Larry Hogan, he could get it out nationally. But, man, that's a big deal. This morning I had to pick something up from my wife at the Walmart, and the same thing.
Yeah.
There was a big old gal walk out to her car, put her goodies in the car, and threw her gloves on the ground.
Why don't they just, there's trash cans everywhere. Just walk to the trash can.
The same reason why people leave carts everywhere, lazy.
Yeah, there was a trash can 5 feet from her.
Ed, yeah. Ed, what, my friend, why are you going out doing the shopping? Why don't you do it online or have a family member that's younger? I feel, you know, you're putting yourself in jeopardy.
Well, I'm putting myself in jeopardy, but I'm also protecting myself really well. My wife had to get something important that I had to pick up, and I just did it,
So are you wearing a mask?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, good.
By the way, Cakes would have shut you down 12 years ago from driving.
Yeah, Cakes would have shut you down.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Cakes is insane.
All I am is protecting everybody else out on the road. That's all. Nothing personal against
Ed, you're probably a better driver than him, believe me. If you saw Cakes drive, you'd take his license away, too.
I'm a bazilli driver. We all know this.
Ed, are you?
I was behind him. Go ahead.
Are you in good health? Does this whole thing make you nervous?
Yeah, it does make me nervous, mainly because it's so sad seeing what's going on.
Right. Right.
Now, do you still, at your age of 82,
oh boy,
do you still get after it?
Do you still get after it? That's a great question.
Of course it is.
Well, who doesn't?
Thank you.
Everybody does.
Right. Of course.
I know some 49-year-olds who don't.
It's Ed alert. Powers calling in, EB.
Ed.
She's 76.
Wow.
A younger woman.
How long you been married, Ed?
We've only been married for 16 years.
16 years. Second marriage?
Yes.
Nice. Nice.
Nice, nice. I got a great
Ed,
one
we'll
time.
Look, stay safe out Good. There, and we'll try and tell... if we have Hogan on to try and implore people not to throw their gloves.
Yeah, just go to the trash. There are trash cans everywhere. I see the same thing he's seeing. It's unbelievable.
I mean, that's not a Governor Hogan problem. That's
Thank
that's
you,
a,
Ed.
It's a lazy
everybody
else problem.
Problem.
Right.
Just go to any park and see all the trash that's laying around.
All right, let's go to Bruce. Valdez's world will be broken if we don't go to Bruce. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Junkie.
How are you, man? Got an announcement?
Yes, I do. Hey, EB, thanks for keeping the golf courses open. I tried to play in Virginia, but I was kicked off for slow play.
Good job.
So stupid.
It's pretty good, Valdez. All pretty right. solid.
Hey, stay safe, Bruce.
Stay safe, buddy.
I feel kind of bored without hugging.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's
and that takes away my hugging business.
Your hugging days are over.
My hugging days are over.
You got to learn how to fist bump.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce the fist bumper.
Yeah.
Bruce the fist bumper.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Right. Well, you know, Stern changed the name of some of his guys, right?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
He's not tracking with that.
Yeah, we'll have to change to Bruce the fist bumper. All right. Be safe, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, Bruce.
All right,
bye, Bruce.
Buddy.
Love you, man.
Yeah, his hugging days are a thing of the past.
See, like Gary, the slow adult, now we have Bruce, the fist bumper. Right, Valdez? You working with me here?
It's the end of an era.
Yeah, yeah. End of an era.
It's Gary the Conqueror.
Gary the Conqueror.
Wendy the slow adult.
Wendy the slow adult. Right. Exactly.
Well,
look.
Everybody's got listeners, by the way, for
they came up big.
And everybody's got to keep the donations going. Go to nationals.com/fun. As Cakes mentioned, Paisanos, they've made the whole day possible. Thank you to Paisanos. Support them. It's not just pizza.
Sounds so good, too.
Something for everyone delivered. Paisanospizza.com.
I'm going to have so many wings tonight. And at least one slice of za from Paisanos.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it already.
I think my kids are going to make their own pizzas tonight.
Very
from
good.
Paisano. So
I'm about to
pummel a Krispy Kreme donut. Jess's friend dropped off some Krispy Kremes.
Nice.
Well, did you wipe it down?
Wipe down the donut.
I think my wife maybe wiped it down. I don't know.
Wipe down the box.
All right. Got to get out of here for Bish. Case,
all right. Be safe, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow. Granddaddy, they're up next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.